I want to say something very specific. The goal is not to get anybody sad. The goal is to get inspired by a nekuda about him, and to give merits to Shaya is an olam haba. And I want him, I appreciate him, and want him to get more schar. So I want to talk about a very specific nekuda. I happen to have an area in the Megillah that I link it to. I'm not necessarily going to do that right now, and I'm not looking to connect it. I'm looking to tell you about him for a very specific nekuda. He was here. He was very early in the yeshiva. To give you a little bit of the background, Shaya was somebody who learning did not come very easily. It wasn't like he quickly learned a lot and understood a lot. It was like a struggle to learn, and he became like a very serious masmid. He was a guy in yeshiva. I would literally consider him like the poster child of everything we want to produce in yeshiva. He was a guy who would learn all day, learn Bein Astarim. He was in the Beis Mezh Bein Astarim. He was very into Musar. He'd write over all the shmuzim in yeshiva. Myself, Rai Kestenbaum, he'd write over all the shiurim. He would write it while he heard it and rewrite it at night. Every single shmuz he would hear in yeshiva, he'd write it by day quickly while he was hearing it, and at night rewrite it. He would record every single shiur. He was the first guy. Today, Lahavdil min Chaim Chaim, I have tremendous appreciation. I want to say how much it means. There's an old guy from LA who was in his upper 30s, who was friends, who knew Shaya well, who called me yesterday. He said, tell the Bacher who records it. I listen daily. Shui Berkowitz called me yesterday.
Wow.
He's married with children and old. He's a tremendous person. Oh. And he says, tell the guy who records it. So I want to say about Shalom and Johnny, who they work hard. And they both put an effort, and it's not simple. First of all, they come every single day, but then they spend time to erase whatever shouldn't be on there, and ever before and after shouldn't be on there, and just to edit, erase, put it out, all the work that's included in that. I want to say about Shalom, Meish Raber did it last, he's appreciated. Usher Ackerman has done it in the past, Aryeh Barnett. And today, Shalom Landau works hard. This beautiful Ben Torah, who sits here daily with sincerity and comes every day and works hard. And Johnny Aaron, who's been sitting here for years and works hard to put it out. And I want to express tremendous appreciation to both of you. It's greatly, greatly appreciated. So I want to say, the first one who ever recorded the shiur, and this is just a fact, Lahavdil min Chaim L'Chaim was Shaya Twersky. He would record every single shiur. He was nifter on the way to a Friday morning shiur. He was in a car accident, a nifter. He was coming from New York. Now he, Shaya was somebody.
What is Shui? You were going somewhere.
He said to tell the one who records it. No, he listens. He just said to thank the one who records it daily. So I was thanking. That was my way of thanking Shalom. He sent the thank you yesterday. I was talking about the Shaya Twersky was the first one who recorded the shiurim. He would always record it daily. He was recording it for himself. He was not sending it out. The other guys like would borrow from him. He was recording it himself. He actually back then had a tape recorder. Believe it or not, he was recording it with a tape recorder. And would listen at night, rewrite it at night, write it during. Divrei Torah were extremely important to him. He was very ignited by Divrei Torah, and he's somebody who was making a beautiful kesher to Torah. He learned a lot. He was a very good musician. It's interesting. Right at the start of the yeshiva, he was an excellent musician. He played the keyboard beautifully and would play at simchas. He was somebody, he kept the cheshbon ha-nefesh, which is remarkable. There's a guy in our Beis Medrash who charted his behaviors, and he had a cheshbon ha-nefesh he kept. I found that after his patira, he had a sefer, a cheshbon ha-nefesh, that he kept to keep track of his activities. He was watching himself to make sure. The specific thing he was tracking most is no lashon hara. And he would mark himself. He wrote after 1 week, this week. Could you imagine a guy in our Beis Medrash said, this week, I have not spoken one word or listened to one word of lashon hara. He was working, he wrote a little smiley face, and he said, this week, I have not, can you imagine a guy being able to say on himself for a whole week, I have not uttered one word, one letter of Lashon Hara, and have not listened to one piece of Lashon Hara the whole week. which is like, wow. He was charting to make sure. Lashon Hara was a big thing. He was working on other things also. He wrote once that tonight I played in his Cheshbon HaNefesh, tonight I played at a simcha and I had a lot of stomach pain, but I wanted the chevra to be happy. I smiled through it and I brought simcha to the olam. And he was like, he charted that. He was charting things. The main thing he was charting was Lashon Hara, not speaking Lashon Hara. He had a lot of plans. He would avoid large groups. He was a cool guy. Everybody loved him. He would avoid large groups. He felt there like you could hear Lashon Hara and wasn't so like... He was nervous about that. So large groups of guys, he wouldn't like join those gatherings. He was writing this, that he would try to avoid that. He didn't think that was like the safest place. He was very careful not to speak Lashon Hara, not to hear Lashon Hara. What I want to say about him is as follows. So he was a very, very sincere, with it, very part of the chevra. But there's one thing that like stands out. He was musical, he was a masmid. There's something that stands out in 20 years. And I look at him as the face of the franchise in this nekuda. It's something I want for us all, and all of us can get better at it. And it's something that literally is, I would describe as what's necessary today's revolution, what's absolutely necessary. We live in an age, there's a lot of shame. Shame is rampant. And a sense of I'm already defiled, I'm impure, I have seen, I have done, I've been exposed. There's a rampant sense of shame that's everywhere. And it threatens and challenges the dignity and the preciousness that is a yid. And with anything I did yesterday, I still say today, Eloikai, neshama, the soul, shenasata bi, tairahi. The soul you gave me is pure. We all have a pure soul, and the question is, could we get in touch with that place that's very pure in us and untainted by sin? And there's a topic called dignity, kavod ha'adam, the sense of my specialness, the pride. I call it haramas keren yisrael, restoring the dignity of a yid. What stood out by Shaya Twersky, he had a tremendous dignity. He always looked great. He wore a freshly pressed white shirt, and he always looked great. And it was very important to him, dignified. I'm a ben Torah. He was very upset that he asked me, a Shaila, if he could, the guys would have, remember, there wasn't, nobody really had cell phones then. Nobody had cell phones. There were no cell phones. There was no such thing really. Did a couple of guys have, there were no cell phones there. I did not own a cell phone. I did not own any cell phone, not for years later. I didn't own a cell phone. I'm trying to remember. It was not a big thing, cell phone.
It wasn't Gishma.
It wasn't the cell phone of today. It wasn't all the things, the access.
The rotary, like,
It was not like a big thing, cell phones. And Shaya, if people had it, could be people had it. It was not the cell phone, the smartphone of today. And the way people read sports, they would buy a New York Post. Today, like, no buck would run out and buy a paper. I never seen a newspaper in the dorm. If you want to look up news, you look at your smartphone.
Watch the whole game.
At the time, at the time, guys would buy papers. And it bothered him a lot that there were New York Posts and other, the Daily News and these type of things. If he saw it in the dorm, it bothered him a lot. And it bothered him where B'nai Torah. They have pictures that are inappropriate. And it bothered him a lot. And he asked me, does he have a right to throw out the papers? If there's a Post, the Daily News, the New York Times around, could he throw it out? It bothered him that it was in the dorm. We're better than that. We're bigger than that. We're from Yidden. We're B'nai Torah. And it bothered him a lot. And that was like a big chefs of Shaya Twersky, a dignity. He was very dignified. I'm a ben Torah. Chazal speak about the importance of not having a stain on your garment. There's a big thing there. There's a pride. I'm a ben Torah. It bothers me if a guy sits by Rai Shapiro and doesn't have a pride. I have a Rebbe and I'm part of a Chabura. There's a pride that's very, very important. It's very important. You walk around with a sense, I have Torah, a precious Torah. I'm part of a precious people. I'm part of a precious Chabura. You should carry a secret. You should feel a healthy pride. I'm not talking about arrogance and maybe somebody else. You're carrying a secret. I'm Barai Shapiro Shir. I hear real Torah and precious Torah. It's interesting. My son Maishala, my precious son Maishala, asked me after the Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, he said, I'm going back to yeshiva. He said to me, like, I feel like, should I explain it to the guys what I have? I was like, no, don't explain anything. He felt being part of such an honest, sincere, connected chabura in Waterbury that he has something precious. That's a very important thing to have, not to be arrogant. It's not about arrogance. It's about a healthy sense. Somebody has a Rebbe. Somebody has Torah. Somebody knows a Masechta. There's a healthy pride to carry that I have something real. And I feel good about that. And it obligates me. It encourages me. There's a healthy sense of that. And I want to say on Shaya Twersky that he had a dignity that's very much to be admired, very much to be respected, and something that was catchy. You saw him walk around. I learned Torah, so he looked a certain way. I learned Torah, so he carried himself a certain way. He had a tremendous, tremendous dignity and a dignified way. I'm a Torah learner. There's something remarkably safe about that. You know what you have. You know what you're carrying. There's something tremendously safe about that if you know what you're carrying. And the person who just like has something good but is not mispainin about it, doesn't think about it, doesn't even take a healthy pride in it, there's something chaser, there's something lacking in that. I just want just his dignified look, always a clean white shirt, his dignified behavior, the way he understood, I have something precious, I don't want to defile it. I want to carry that. I want to keep it clean. The understanding of that was very, very impressive to me. Ari, could you pass the Gemara Shabbos? Let's get a Gemara Shabbos from the back. I want to read a Gemara that like reminds me of Ari. Thank you, Ari.
Assist. Wait, what did you tell him? Was he able to throw out the receiver?
It's a good Shiloh. Good Shiloh.
Fuck it.
Good Shiloh. I was hoping you wouldn't ask that. I'll tell you later. A Gemara in Kufnun Beis Amud Beis in Masech Shabbos, Aviel. Avi, I want to share this Gemara, Kufnun Beis in Masech Shabbos. The Gemara says as follows. Mashal Melech Basar Adam. The Gemara gives the following parable to an earthly king. Shechalak Bigdei Malchus Lavadav. He gives out royal garments to his servants. Pechem Shebehem. The intelligence Avadim. You have a king who gives out to his avadim beautiful royal garments. Pichim shebehem, the intelligent avadim, kaflum, they fold it up, v'nichum bekupsa, and they leave it very neatly in their dressers. They take good care of those begadim. Tipshim shebehem, the fools, holchu v'asu b'malacha, they do labor in these garments, and they get it soiled. They soil the beautiful Big Day Malchus. I assume, I always wondered on the mashal, the Avadim, it says fold it up. And they put it in a special place. I assume they take it out for important purposes. But it means they don't, not when they're working. And they don't sweep the floors in the Big Day Malchus. The Big Day Malchus are designated for very specific purposes. And the smart avadim keep the Big Day Malchus very neat. It's a very sensitive Gemara to me because I'm very bad at keeping garments in good conditions. It's a very hard. My kids have bets over unders when I buy a hat, how quickly it's going to get wavy, the brim. And I'm always amazed my kids can have a hat for like years and it stays just so. Manny's hat, Mamish, stays just so. And I'm impressed by people who keep their begadim very good looking and clean and neat. So it's a little bit of a sensitive Gemara. The Gemara says that the smart Avadim fold up the big day Malchus and they put it in kufs on drawers and dressers. Now, I don't think it means they never use it. They use it for what the king had designated when they greet the Melech. In important occasions, they take out these beautiful begadim and they remain clean and pristine. Tepshim shebem, the fools, holchu vasu b'melacha, the big day Malchus, they do labor in them, liyamim, days later on, much later on, bikish ha-melech es kelev, the king wants back his utensils. Pechem shebem echzirim like shem meguatzim, the smart ones return it and the garments are beautiful. Tepshim shebem, the fools, hechzirim like when they return him his garments, kshem luchlachim, they're filthy. Samach HaMelech Likras Pechim, the king is so proud of the smart ones. They value Big Day Malchus. Vikas Likras Tipshim. And he is so angry at the fools. You don't value Big Day Malchus. You don't value Big Day Malchus. Ava Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to Hashem, Al Gufan Shel Tzadikim, on the Guf of Tzadikim, so to Hashem, he gives the body a big day malchus, a heilig neshama. He gives the body a pristine, elevated soul. And the pikeach takes good care of the neshama. The pikeach is very careful with the neshama. He recognizes that I'm entrusted with a heilig neshama. And he's very careful not to bring the neshama to complicated, to compromised places, the heilig neshama. He's very careful. He's very, very careful. I have a heilig neshama. Could you imagine somebody entrusts you with their son, right? With Snicky gives you his son, his precious son. It says, could you watch my son for the day? Right? With Snicky's a kind. Your mom is careful how you talk that day. You're careful what dorm room we use. Hashem gives us an neshama. The pikhin are very careful. I have a very precious soul attached to me. They're very careful where they bring their neshama. They're very careful what they do, and they want to utilize the neshama in a beautiful way and return it as it is beautiful. And the fools, the tipshim, the fools forget the priceless gift that they were given, and they do malacha. They bring it to inappropriate places.
And it could be tainted.
I'm sorry.
It could be tainted in soil.
A good question. It could always be cleaned, and there's always a place that's clean. But there's something that could happen, yes. There's something that can need cleaning, yes. Lemaisa, Lemaisa says, Lemaisa, Lemaisa, I want to say with Shaya Twersky that what he brought and forever remains a poster child in the yeshiva. I always said that he was a chassidish bachur, he's related to the Skver Rebbe, but he was a chassidish, he had that, he had the dignity in a very profound way, and it bothered him when guys didn't realize who they were and didn't act in a dignified way. There was a dignity that he carried everywhere he went. Wherever he went, whatever he did, there was a certain refinement and dignity. He knew what he was. That's always been... I'm sorry?
Chernobyl.
Comes from Chernobyl. There was such... It's a very chassidish attribute. And I want... It's interesting, I was on the plane. I told the guys that back from Eretz Yisrael, I flew next to the Vizhnitz Rebbe. I was seated next to him. I ended up, the Gabbai switched me. But I was seated next to one of the Vizhnitz Rebbe's. And he, on the plane, he had a beautiful, like, when he went through, right near him, we went through security, he had a beautiful cane.
Yeah.
Beautiful, the Vizhnitz Rebbe.
What?
He had a beautiful cane.
You went with the Vizhnitz Rebbe?
Yeah.
How'd he get in?
The Vizhnitz Rebbe Avada was on the one from Beit Shemesh. Beautiful cane, gaboyim. But I appreciate the dignity of a yid. The dignity. And that's what a lot of what the Rebbes are giving over and what Shaya brought to the yeshiva is the dignity of a yid. This remains important to me that chevra chap, our dignity and our prestige, don't lose sight of it.